Now let's just chazer over what we had to say yesterday. I outlined yesterday all the different marabakimas. It goes like this. Matzis, Ichsik Pedalov Siva Tanoi. If they do it but they don't believe it, Rachokas Tanoi. And very confusing how the Rambam's psak is. Komitzva, Tanya Matzis Kusim Uteris. Vodam Yotzibo Yede Chavosav Pesach. No. That means two things. Number one, not chametz. Number two, it's shmura. And Rashi explains a very key Rashi. I explained yesterday where the problems in machine matzah are. Different chetzah shel mitzvahs require an asiyah, and otherwise it's possible tasa v'lo min asa. Sukkah requires asiyah, and that's why the Gemara's example: if I have a big haystack and I carve out a sukkah in the haystack, so it's no good. It's tasa v'lo min asa. Asiyah means I have to put the schach on the funnels. That's even if I have the schach first, and then I put on the tfanos, also tasa v'lomanos. I create the sukkah. Putting the schach has to create the sukkah, and I need no sukkah is different. I don't need an asiyah by a bar chiyuva for different reasons. So even a goy can put it on as long as it's a shem tzeil. Okay. You have to, no, there's no such thing. Your act is creating the Chavtza Shemitzah. And the Chavtza Shemitzah is the Schach. And when you're creating Schach, that is creating the Sukkah by creating the Schach. That's right. And that is, if the Schach is there already and it becomes Schach, that's Tasa V'lo Min Asui. Because the schach is already there. Okay, now that's tasa lomanos. Now that means, and it requires an act of asiyah. And Rabbeinu Tam has an additional chiddush, bar chiyuva. He takes the gzeras hakotzev of kol sheyeshna bekshira yeshna beksiva, generalizes it. Just as he did with Shechita, Bar Zvicha, and we'll get into that as we get into Mumer. How, now, that's, now, Matzah, Pesuk says, Ushmarta Mesamatzis. Now, does Matzah need an Atziah plus a Shmira? And what's the Shmira for? Well, the fact that Torah said Shmira means it knocks it down from an asiyah to a shmira. Shmira means I have to make sure it's not chometz. Do I have to make sure? So Rashi says I have to make sure it's not chometz because I am. Why not? Because I'm going to use it for matzah leil seder. So, when that is l'shem matzah smitzah. You could say, no, I'm going to use it for matzah the whole Pesach. Well, I said, that's not matzah shmura. Reb Chaim has a rayas from the Rambam. That's what the Rambam requires. Just, I'm shimu because I want matzah. I don't want chometz. Rashi says, no. Shem matzah is mitzvah, but it's not nasiya lishma. The problem with machine matzahs is that I'm not getting into all the rayas. that it is it is an asiya, it's not an asiya, but that's where the problem is located. The moment you reduce it from an asiya to a shmira mechimutz, so then, my grandfather's words in chametz, the faster the better. Vaskichavos best. Faster it is, the better it is. And it goes much faster with machine matzahs. Oh. My great-great-grandfather, Rafael Shapiro, has a whole tshuva in Torah's Rafael explaining his mahalach, why machine matzahs are all right. It is an as. Even if you acquire an ashriya lishma, it would be an asiya lishma. Certainly, if all you acquire is a shmira, there's no question. Okay. Now, that's the important point in Rashi. Now, but that's you require relying on him for two things. Now, the exact definition of chimutz we have is all the shirim that Allah Moshe Mitzrayim. There are many stages in the fermentation process. So, yes, they observed the same amount. They observed l'maisa, our shir, but that's not written anywhere what our shir of chametz is. Okay. Rabbi Lazo, l'fisham b'kim b'tukim, it says, what does that mean? How does the Rambam define it? That since it's not part of their belief system, they're not that careful about it. You can't trust them. Now, this is even something they're baking for themselves, ostensibly. That's before we get into Rabbeinu Tam's issue. No. The most important for them is what they do. They're very careful about it. So, Rabbi Leza Otzer Afil Locho, it's a Chashash Chometz. So while the Brisa is talking about Yotzeb de Chevoso, about Shimur, Rabbi Leza says no. It is it's a Chashash Chometz. The Tanakhama says like that, we'll do me a favor. You know, Mirtz Hashem, you'll sit and learn for many years, you'll come to Rosh Hashiva, say a shiur. Let me say the shiur. When I talk about it, let me finish talking, okay? Tanya Matzis Kusim Buteris. That means, according to Tanakhama, I can rely on it for two things, Chametz and Shimur. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says also, the difference is, that you can rely on it even as long as the ksiva. Reb Shimon Gamliel said only the ksiva. Okay. Now, the Torah says, Losana Berecha Eid Shoker.
Then the Gemara says,
Ela Ikebe
Nayu, that's the final.
Ela
Ikebe Nayu. That's
going to
be
by us. Yeah.
Because
they're like, Shechit is like, Siva, Varachzik. Yeah, okay, fine. Now, how do we paskin on this? If you take a look, those of you who learned Gittin last year, a few of you in the room, we had a Gemara in Gittin that tells us how we paskin. Well, let's see. Yeah. A kusi. Only if the Yisrael is chotzen b'sofo, to say what? That it's a chusi chaver. A Yisrael has to be made that he's a frum chusi who is nizer in lo sana v'reacha eid shaker. That's ksiva. It's a very black and white pasuk. Lo sana v'reacha eid shaker. Apparently lo echzikuba. So, what do you need? You need a Yisrael to be chasim b'sofo to say it is a kutsi chaver. So, let's see. So, ksiva v'lo echzikuba. So that means the Gemara in Gittin is against the Tanna Kamma. Everyone remember the Gemara in Gittin? No, it's the Gemara in Gittin. Let's see how the Rambam paskens. Perek Aleph Hilchos Gittin. Yeah, I have a Gittin.
The Gemara, by the Elo, Rashi says that the Gemara is chayzer from that.
No, it's chayzer, okay.
Matze b'chol d'dam le'diksiva samchinen olayu bein ichzuk bein lo yichzuk.
So let's see, let's begin here. Ram Hilchos Gevishin. It's Perek Aleph Hilchos Gevishin. Vav Avodim, Sotzen Rama in Hilchos Gevishin. No. We'll see. Okay, let's take a look and Perek Vav of Hilchos Avodim. Bechol shtar sheyesh lo b'afilu eit echad kusi posel chutz megitei noshim v'shichru avodim shen ksherim eit echad yisrael v'eit echad kusi uhu sheye kusi chaver. You have to know if he's a kusi chaver. And that's why, if there's a, so how do we know it's a kusi chaver? Yisrael is chosam ala b'sof. So that means even though it's something is ksiva, it's written lo stana v'recha et shaker. I do not. That does not mean I assume he's nizer in eder sheker. Number one. Number two. Except the fact that I know that he is a kusi chaver means in general I pass him for all eidos. I'm choshed him afilu hachi. It's a separate kula they make in Gittei Noshim. So with the Rabban and his posel in Gittei Noshim, they rely on the deraisa.
Gemara in Gittin brings this ukimta la'olam rablazo. Going to ablazo that the choshed even by ksiva and nichzuk, you need this chosin yisrael b'sof. So I'm a paskin. It seems like it's
paskin rablazo. Apparently, Rama was paskin. We're like rablazo because that's if you remember the Gemara in Gittin that Okay. So that means when we get to Matzis Kusi, if he passes like Rebbe Lossa, Matzis Kusi, Lossa Osa, that means the Shaila Chometz. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't quote anything about it in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah. He relies on what he wrote in Hilchos Gittin and in Hilchos and in Hilchos Avodim. That's enough. He baskins like Rabbi Lossa. Okay. Now,
again. If so, why by Shechita does he need to write the fish ain't ma'amin in Beteras HaShechita?
No, oh, we'll
if
get there.
There would be ma'amin.
Okay, that's it. Now we get it. Okay. I anticipated my next question. So, if they were ma'amim, if that means if it would be ksiva and achsuka. So, apparently, ksiva and achsuka, you can rely on them. But the problem with shechita is achsuka below ksiva. Here, in Eidus Sheker, in Eidus Sheker, it's very ksiva. It's a black and white pasuk, lo sana v'reyach et shoker. Black and white. No, there's no way to budge that. You don't need a Torah Shabbat Peh to tell you what it's talking about. You don't say Eidus Sheker. So it's ksiva v'lo achsika bo. No good. In Hilchos Shechita, it's a chzika, v'lo ksiva, no good. Apparently, the only time I can rely on them would be, according to the Psak of the Ram, chzika v'ksiva. A, they believe it, and they do it. Matzah, they may do, but the exact shir of chimutz, that we have is like all shirim, the Alach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And Chazal Kover. And therefore, it doesn't say it anywhere. The cracks are like this, the cracks are like this, the color is this. Doesn't say it. So that's Alach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. They keep it. Okay. It says chametz, but what is chametz? Your bread is chametz. So how far do you go? So, lo ksiv. Doesn't say it's like shechita. Shechita is even less. The vachta kashetzi v'sicha. They keep it. Ichzik v'lo ksiv. So apparently, the only time. So I don't know if the Rambam says in general you can't trust. Wait a second. So if why does the Rambam have to come on to the fact and then maminim? Okay, apparently, if it was ksiva v'yechziku, then I can't rely on it. If you take the Rambam Hilchos Avodim together with the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, what comes out? Where do they have them on us? Ksiva v'chzika. Have to believe it, and they have to do it. Okay, that's what comes out of the sugya. The Rambam, what did the Rambam do? He took the two sugyas, put them together, and ended up passing like Rabbi Lossa.
Sorry, Rabbi. Where do you know the Rambam has to be Achzuk also? Already, according to Tanakhama, it's supposed to be Kasim.
And that's why I say Banner of Elazar. Because it says as follows. According to the Tanakhama, I do am I choshed this one and Eidus Sheker, it says, O son of Reuch and Shoker. I'm choshed this line. Why? Because it says that Choshen Neidah Sheker. Wait a second. Ksiva v'lo achsuk. It was an interesting religion, is what they believed and what they did. And the two didn't match up in both directions. Certain things they believed and they didn't do, certain things they did and they didn't believe it. Okay, like a lot of people's religion. Okay, fine. Now, then, but Tosafot raised a whole different problem. A whole different problem. Pasakum. What are we talking about? Yosei Chavoso, Mutar Oso, it's also, forget Chometz, get this. They were gozer to the Kusim on Pitom. Now, we're going to see later on that the Gzeir on Kusim had a two-level way. They always had problems with it. You know, the Christians talk about the Good Samaritan. That's a Christian Bob Mice. Okay. But the Jews always had problems with the Kusim. They were here, they had problems with them. So first, they were gozer on them, a psulakum. The same psulim that an akum has, they were gozer on them. That is Rabbi Gamliel. That's dinner. So they were, when they say psulakum, that means they passes pasakum. And the Yayin, the Stam Yenom, etc. Number one. Later on, in the times of Rami Ravasi, they declared that they were Goyim. How, what, when, and where? That we'll get to in Dabov. We discussed it a little bit last year, and we'll go into greater detail now. Now, so Tosa says, as long as in the time of Rami Gamliel, they already be Goza. That Pitom Pasakum, so how in the world Rabbi Yosei matzah with it? The matzah is Pasakum. Tosas is taking for granted that, now here in Pasakum, I'm not getting into it, whether matzah is has a din of regular pas or pasabah, or pasabah b'kisn. Okay, v'kikim dakim. Sfaradim who follow Rabbi Avad, you make him a zonos on. Not real pas. What about pas? What about kikim dakim of an akum? That's the whole thing. But Tosa taking again to that it is pas. Certainly the El Pesach it is pas. It's clearly you make hamotzi lechem and aratz on. Goes up Peter. If you show you a violent being by some big, you may ask because I'm a pick and rebel lesson. Like a man, I have a coot some reshown to see behemoth or hey, am I you old? Or come a hot house to me. I've got a rebel lesson called Ocho Pats Kutsik, you know, Sahazir. You know, I'm a comma, Shrita Tsuduki, Laboras Kohom, Pito Pats Kutsik. Well, we're a better time. The Mari Hacha be Esau the Israel. She also hakusi mimena matzah. It belongs to a Jew. Okay, so here I said, wait 1 second. If you take a look in Avodah Zarah of Mamad Chesamad Allah, there's a Tosis. I hope all of you have seen the Tosis. The reason it's important for you to see the Tosis is very simple. There's a very major shaila in your life. To be an intelligent consumer, you have to know what you're relying on when you eat. I'm a chesam and aleph. The Tosis says like this. Where is it here again? Rabbi Avram says that, wait 1 second.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the top. Omer Avram, Rabbi Avram, Rabbi David. The Vade Shlokos Asu Chachamukish Ovid Kochavam of Ashlam Bebeisa. Cooked vegetables. get a can of corn. It's been cooked. Cooked vegetable. Shlach slach. Mavashim bebeso. Ava peshum mavashim bebeso shel Yisrael. Ein lochosh. Lo lochastus. Lo lochem yachilenu. Dvarim tmeyim. So he says as follows. In Bishul Akum, there are two levels to the Gzeira. One is Chasnus, and one is Shema Yachilena Dvarim Tmeyim. Maybe it's not kosher. The guy has no nemonis to say that even the cooked vegetables, the can of corn that you want, is kosher. Is kosher. And what could he put into it? That's not your question. Well, if he cooked it, maybe something else. Now, v'hodu Rabbeinu Tam, the vada came into over kachov and mavashel lo chilku klal chomim ben rishus ha yisrael rishus ha over kachov. Olam yesh lo chashem lo yizor gam bebeisol. So if you're careful with Rabbeinu Tam, and you want to straighten out Rabbeinu Tam here in Avodah Zorah with Rabbeinu Tam in Chulin, Rabbeinu Tam is very careful. He says, for Shema Yachilenu, that is that. Any time I have to rely on him for anything, even a Beis Yisrael, I can't rely on him. So if you have a Goya Shemaid, and you let it do all the cooking, so you can't rely on her, even in your house, says Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, he doesn't say anything about chasnus. Pasakum is only about chasnus. Pasakum is only about chasnus. So here, Rabbeinu Tam agrees. When it comes to chasnus, it's only something that the guy would prepare in his own house. It's a personal thing. Here you get into Shulchan Aruch, I read, what? Paspalter. Let's say it's not personal. In a bakery. A commercial bakery. Dunkin' Donuts. On the assumption that Pasabova kissed and asked in a Pasakl. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts. So, it's a simple question. If Dunkin' Donuts are made in each separate store makes their own Dunkin' Donuts, which it used to be true, I don't know what it is today. Okay. So, not a question of Pasakum. Separate question. Shema Yachilenu Dvarim Tmeyim. But the Gzeira Pasakum, the Gzera Pasakum is only in a very simple situation. When it's personal, this is what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, when the guy is doing personally his thing and the Jew eats from his personal food. That means it's a Kiruv Levavos. But if he is just preparing the Jew's food, there's no Shiloh of Chasnus. Now there's a separate Shiloh here, Nemonis. With a kusin. So that's a very, very key thing in Rabbeinu Tam. Halacha l'maaseh, I read yesterday in Shulchan Aruch, take a look at it. That the minig of the olam is to be mekel, like Rabbi Avram. And, okay, now. But in chasnus, Paspalter is also the minhag to be made on Paspalter, except the Rosh says, Aser she made tshuva, even you make on Paspalter, should be nisr in Paspalter. Okay. Even if you make the whole year, Aser she made tshuva. This basically is very, very simple, straightforward sugya. I want to just go you to go through it to understand. Now,
according to the Tanakhama, the first stage of the Gemara that we say, Ksiva Halot Zikum,
That means, I assume, is a simple question. We'll get to that in a moment. Does every Kusi have a Cheskos Kashrus until I know he's not from? Every Jew has a Cheskos Kashrus until I know he's not from. Okay. We're talking about in general, it's written, but not everyone's makbid on it. There's a cheskas kashrus. Wait a second. Let me talk. Ksiva v'lo chziku bo. That means it says lo san of reyachay chaker. Ksiva, and I know many of them lie. Now I have a stam kusi in front of me. What do I assume? Do I give him a cheskas kashrus in his kusiism, than in his beliefs? Or I say he's not so frum in his kusiism, like a lot of them aren't. So Tanna Kamma says, just like every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, these were Jews, so he has a cheskas kashrus in his kusiism. That's what Tanna Kamma says. There are many who don't, okay, until I know he don't. What do you assume in a stump person until I know otherwise? Or do I have to prove what is the halacha we have in Gittin? I have to prove that he's a kusi chaver, that he's a frum kusi, and his kusi isn't. That's it. Very simple. Wait a second. The Gemara says, Matzah's Kusim Uteris. The Gemara says, Tana Kama says what? Tana Kama, Matzah's Kusim Uteris, or the Yosef Lucha was, the Tana Kama is a Chziku v'lo Ksivi, is you can rely on them. Rabbi Lezoma, Oser, we don't know exactly what Rabbi Lazar says until the Gemara says later on, and the Gemara in Gittin says later on. But he says, I assume it's chametz. That means even though echzikah v'lo ksivi, I can't rely on him. But what ksivi v'lo echzikah, the Gemara here doesn't say. At this point, my matz. The Gemara says later on, kamash lo otsi, lo fishem b'kim b'tukhtu mitzvahs, kusav lo b'kim b'shima. So the Gemara says, ikah ben ayu tana kama. That means not every one of these kusim. Now the Gemara backs off. Not every kusi is so careful about chimutz. So the Tanna Kamma says as follows: I give him a chesed kashish. Shem gavli omer. No, I have to know who he is. It's not written. Why? The Cheskas Kashrus applies only to which is their religion. Something they do, there's no cheskas kashrus. It's a cheskas kashrus in their religion. That's it. And the Rama passed like Rabbi Loss. Why does the Rama pass like Rabbi Loss? Because he has a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is very, very clear. I have to prove that he is a kusi chaver. Stam kusi does not, even though it is ksiva lo san of reyachay shaker. It's black and white in the Torah. And according to their religion, anything black and white in the Torah, they have to be careful. It's a lot of from Jews, even though it's black and white in the Torah, they're not so careful about it. Okay. As one businessman told me, everyone has a different shulchan aruch when it comes to money. Okay. Comes to money, everyone invents their own shulchan aruch.
Sorry,
yeah.
The Rambam Hilchos Shechita,
so how would you explain the Rambam Hilchos Shechita? It's his fault. That's Rebbe Lesser. I need both. That's Rebbe Lesser. That is Echsika v'lo Ksiva. I can't rely on him. Ksiva lo Echsika, I can't rely on him.
I can't rely on them
for Eder Shaker. I can't rely on them for Dikduke Mitzvahs of Matzah, because Lo Ksiv, it doesn't say it. What? I don't know how from he is. I don't know how from he is. Who said he's so from? No, no. We have to be talking the Shechita where he's shechting for himself, not shechting for us. And he's shechting for us, no sin, because that is Boston. Who said he's so from? I don't know who he's so from. Do you assume he's from? What does the Rambam say? You have to prove that he's from, even in Ksiva. If it's Ksiva, Ichzikuba, both, then he has a Chesed Kashrus that he's going to keep. Now we come to a Jew who's a mummy. Now. Amar Rav. So mummer. Ochen avel se teyavon. Bodek sakim en otsen. Umotu lecha mishkitotse. I don't have to be Omer al Gabov. My time. Now. What is happening here? What's happening here is a very, very simple halach. The mumla teyavon. Does he lose his nemonis l'gabe that thing la'oso dova? What are we talking about? The mumla teyavon. To what?
When his teyavon is not pushing him to do the wrong thing.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see Rashi. That means he is a shochet. Rov mitzvin eitzer shchita mumchem. Now we just saw above that even though rov mitzvin eitzer shchita mumchem, so then it doesn't work if the person doesn't have them on us. That we saw from Kusi. What's the problem? If certain things you do automatically. You're trained to do it. I used to drive a stick shift car. You don't have to think that when you put your brake, you put your foot in the clutch. You did it for 25 years, so you do it automatically. You don't think about it. If you're a careful driver, you don't think that you have to signal when you take a left turn. You do it automatically. You've been doing the same every time you took a left turn for the past 25 years. You signal left, so you don't think about it automatically. You signal left. Now, Robert Sunetzer Shechita Momchahe means, and they do a good job. Is there a degree of nemonos or just? You used to doing a good job, so you do a good job. So what did we see from Kusi? I wrote Mitzvah Shechita Mumchem. Yes. But they're not careful. They don't have a degree in Nemonis. So built into Rove Mitzvah Shechita Mumchem is a degree in Nemonis. Otherwise, Kusi doesn't make any sense. Now, here's a Jew. He's a Mumchem Ochen Avela Satei Oven. Once he's a Mumchem Ochen Avela Satei Oven, so that means he believes it and he does it. But he likes a McDonald's cheeseburger time to time. And that's Nevel, it's supposed to be Cholov, whatever. It's certainly awesome. Okay, so then the question is, what is his degree of Nemonis? So Bodeg Shach, so it's not an effort for him to pay attention to detail. He's done this many times before. So he has nemonis on the shechita. That's what the halacha seems to be. Except until one point. He's not going to be matriarch. No effort. My time, Kevin, he can't tell you the Yisur, lo shava can't tell you the Ochel Yisur. Now this is, we're going to see, the Rambam takes this very far. See how far Rishonim take this. Hachi ki lo bodak nami, mitach lo tarach. So, says Rashi, in lo yid tzana yof, if he finds that it's not a good knife, lo yachzach ha-sach ne-chemes. He's not talking about the tircha and the checking it, but if when he checks it, it's no good, he's not going to make the tircha to find a good knife. And I already told Chase, find a good knife, not going to make that. Okay. So you have to do big a sack. Tiny Savia, Hamsin shall of the Avera. Mutter Miyat, the nation ain't Machlifin. Apogab Loshok, they laugh us, the Vate over Leha Pesa, Mutter look shaven, laugh on the Hamsin Miyat, nation Machlifin, Bishop of the Kachovin. Kevin the Motsi Leho, had Tabor the Homage over Kachom, Bishop of Leha Pesa. Mutter. So Rashi gets into something, we'll have to leave. Okay. He's allowed to do it. So if he's dumb, he switches his chametz. That means you assume this Jew kept his chametz over Pesach. After Pesach, if he can switch it with a guy, he'll switch it with a guy. Of course, that depends how easy it is to switch it with a guy. Apparently, the Gemara is taking for granted. I don't know the Metzius that the Jews had the next door neighbors who go, and let's switch our chametz now. Right after Pesach, to make Abdullah. Okay, knock on the door next door. I'll give you my chametz. You give me your chametz. Fine. Apparently, according to the Gemara, it wasn't even a tircha. So rather than my judging with the, so see if someone asked, yes, I said, I don't know how they lived. I don't know how they lived. Apparently it wasn't a tear, knocking the next door neighbor. No. I kept my schnapps over Pesach. Okay, you give me your schnapps, I'll take my schnapps. The rule of Hamani reviewed the Dom of Chemetzach at Pesach the rice. Uptani Vayim Shemachlif. Amal Oshove Keter Vach Yisru. Amal Devin. So, Dom of Shimini, Dom of Chemetzach at Pesach the Rabbonim. Chimera Klin Bid Rabbonim, Bid Rice Lombe Kim. Okay. Maybe it's only in the Rabbanan's, not in the Rice's, this Chazoka. Every name of Shem Miktoni Shani Omer Hechlifu, they did it. He Machlifu Miktoni. The Vade Machlifu. Umami the Rabbanan, Roshav Keter Vach Yisur. If in the Rabbanan's, they're careful not to eat it, the Rice will call Shem. Certainly the Rice is not going to do it. The problems that Rashi and Tosfos have about Yisroel Hanot, let's focus first on the Shechita in Yonah. Well, okay. I feel oral. So it's Rashi. I feel oral. What is this oral? He didn't have a bris because of sakon, he was a hemophiliac. Pshita. So what's the problem? Mumuli arvus. Because sava, mumuli dovache, lo have a mumu. Chola Torah kula. Aim a safer. Please show mumu. Aim a mechadomi. Imul dovache, aim a mumuli arvus. What is a mumuli arvus, says Rashi? Rashi says, "Mevayei b'mitzvah zu," has contempt for this mitzvah. Rav mumel also dover the rava. So, what are we talking about? We are talking about a mummer. We question the Gemara now raises is a simple question. A mumel dover acher is a mummer. Let's say. He doesn't believe in shatnas. He thinks it's the craziest thing in the world. He doesn't believe in shatnas. It's the craziest thing in the world. So therefore, he knows to suit shatnas. He wears the shatnas. Can you trust? But he's from about everything else. Can you trust him about shechita? Then there's mumalov sadova. Mumalov sadova. Now the question is, the Gemara says, my timer came in the Doshbei Kehetera Domi. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The question is, once in his mind, the question is, the Gemara says, in his mind, the moment he's a mumer, the Gemara is talking a very simple thing. In his mind, okay, I go to Trefa restaurants. I like certain fancy Trefa restaurants. So, the moment, but in the house I keep kosher. The moment he has, doesn't have that Yerushachet for Nevela, that Yerushachet is gone. The Doshbei Keteradami. Not that Yerushachet. A from Jew, he sees something not kosher. He steps back. He knows, I gotta keep kosher. The moment he goes out to trade for us, every markman, does he loses that Doshbei Keteira. That's what the Gemara is describing. So the Gemara says as follows. Let's see. Okay. So the Gemara then, Rav Ananama. No, Ella Mumu, what does Mumu mean? Avod is Kochova. Rav Anna, the Amr of Anna, Amr Shvu, Yisrael Mumu, Avod is Kochova, Mutulach, Mishchitasa. Okay, who from Rav Anna? Amr Shvu, Yisrael Mumu, Avod is Kochova, Mutulach, Mishchitasa. The question is, you have a Jew, okay, he's a Mumu, Avod of Zara, and they keep the rest of the Torah. At one time, we don't understand what it was. No such things. Why? She came out seen to be Yosha from Melch Yehuda. She never missed the Sacho. She never used for her Acho, son of Walker the Road. Mashima, I used to say, who Lado, so long as Gilbert, but Dilma Mizbach Zomer, Mechel Ocho. Sex, Dilma with Vern, and I saw the other Sip, Kisho, Machila Vishtir, Sassani Bolavalachina, the Marashan. You drank now we get into the second question. A mumul avoras kachovim is a mumul chalakol. He's very careful and cautious, but al pidin has a din of a mumur to Nevela. halachically. So we don't look at metzias. There is a difference. People talk about yayin nesach. There's yayin nesach and sam yayin. Now yayin nesach is yayin that was nesnasach luhavarazah. Okay. Stam yayinim is yayin that was handled by an ovei kohav. That's also midrabbanon, mishum chasmos. Okay, here, now the Gemara goes here, and we get into a simple thing. It's very straightforward, Gemara. The status of a mummer. Mummer lo sadova, mummer. Now, Chassidim have a big thing about Chassidish Shechita. Where did this thing come from? Came from the fact that many of the non-Chassidish Shechtim were clean shaven, and they were choshed that they shaved with a razor rather than a kosher way of removing. Okay. So we have to see if, let's say, it's a suffix whether he shaves with a razor or with a kosher way. Does that pass on the street or not? That we'll have to see. Okay.